Sister Evelyn knew she was on call that night. It was her turn to answer any knocks or rings after midnight. And so when she heard the first tentative rap at the door, she groaned and pried one eyelid open just enough to read the red numbers glaring from the digital clock on her bedside table. 2:43 a.m., an ungodly hour. Evelyn burrowed deeper into her pillow. She'd answer the door. She would. After 30 more seconds of sweet rest. The second strike was more assertive. "Get your lazy bones out of bed, Evie," Sister Josephine cried from the neighboring room. "This is your calling, after all." Evelyn struggled up onto an elbow. "If you're awake enough to be clever, you're awake enough to answer the door yourself." She was satisfied with that response and waited 20, then 40 seconds for Josephine to stir. When her housemaid ignored her, Evelyn sighed, pushed herself upright, and began the painful process of extricating herself from bed. Ever since Evelyn entered the convent 50 years ago and was required to rise with the sun, she worshipped sleep like it was a false god. But now that Evelyn was 69, the physical difficulty of making her way from her cot to the ground was a relatively recent development. Her body had thickened, her bones had become brittle, and her joints were stiff and reluctant to bend. Every inch of her skeleton creaked when used, but gouty arthritis precipitated the worst of it. The condition swelled her toe, tightened her ankle, and sent a burning ache through her knee. The slightest movement was a reminder of her nearly decade-long status as a senior citizen. Certainly when God created man, he knew human life expectancy would eventually extend. Couldn't he have designed the aging process to be just a bit more graceful? Even a half century after her formation period, Evelyn could still hear the response of her first mother superior. "Who are you, young novice, to question the will of Almighty God?" Hobbling around in the darkness of her bedroom, Evelyn muttered, "Forgive me, Lord. I am but your meek and humble servant. But you, Mother Superior, you can kiss my fat Irish ass." Evelyn tucked an arm through the sleeve of her ratty bathrobe and winced as she laced the terry cloth around her other shoulder. As she slipped her puffy feet into moccasins whose insoles retained her impressions, her bladder stung with fullness. She had to pee. She always had to pee. She shuffled toward the bathroom just as another thump on the front door echoed up the stairs. For crying out loud. She'd have to delay relieving herself, which was just as well. It meant she wouldn't capture a peek in the mirror of the disheveled face she was presenting to this newcomer. Because of her matronly shape and dowdy gray hair, one of her former residents said she looked like Flora, Sleeping Beauty's fairy godmother. If Flora had been fired, lost her wand, and was forced to live on the street. With that in mind, Evelyn braced the thick wooden banister and descended the Mercy House staircase, step by careful step. Mercy House was a safe haven for victims of domestic violence, founded and operated by Sister Evelyn, Sister Josephine, and Sister Maria, nuns of the Order of the Sisters of St. Joseph of Mercy. Their 5-bedroom, 100-year-old row house in the Bedford-Stuyvesant neighborhood of Brooklyn was almost always at capacity. As Evelyn said, good for business, bad for humanity.